I was one of the estimated 32 million customers affected by O2's recent data outage. And like many of those customers, I took to Twitter under the hashtag O2Down. But in my case, not to criticise the company. No, I wanted to thank O2 for providing me with a crisis communications case study. There's a lot I believe other organisations can learn from its approach, whatever sector they're in, high-tech, low-tech, for-profit, not-for-profit. So here we go. Number one, acknowledge there's a problem as soon as it's evident there is a problem. These days, there's nowhere to hide, especially for data companies like O2, whose very business model is information exchange. Lesson number two, monitor social media. For bigger companies, at least, keeping an eye on social is a great way of staying as close to the proverbial curve as possible. Despite what others may tell you, keeping ahead of it is nigh on impossible in crisis communications. In our always-on world, or nearly always-on in O2's case, the initial indication of trouble often comes from customers rather than from colleagues. Lesson number three, apologise. Saying sorry costs nothing. Not saying sorry costs a whole heap more in the long run. Saying sorry isn't an admission of guilt. It's a strength, not a weakness. And, contrary to popular belief, it won't make a scrap of difference if or when it comes to litigation. In fact, damages are likely to be lower as a consequence of an early apology. Lesson number four, don't blame. Nobody likes a snitch, so blaming somebody else for your travails will only exacerbate the problem. In O2's case, it looks as if the problem was with expired software licenses at one of its suppliers, Ericsson. So it might have been tempting for the company to say, in effect, not our fault, Gov. But I heard nobody from O2 say anything of the sort. That said, O2 didn't hide the fact that Ericsson was involved, which leads on to my next point. Lesson five, be open and honest. Don't dissemble. Keep your customers or other stakeholders in the loop. Let them know what you know as you know it. And also let them know what you don't know. I know this sounds suspiciously Rumsfeldian, but there's no shame in the early stages of crisis not to have the complete picture. It's the inevitable fog of war. There is shame, however, in holding back important information, like the loss of sensitive customer data. You don't want your customers to feel as if critical information has been dragged from you. Lesson six. Actions speak louder than words. Words are all very well, but they can soon sound rather hollow if they're not backed up with action. O2 apologised almost immediately, but very quickly followed that up with an offer of compensation. Now that doesn't just sound like sorry, it feels like sorry too. Lesson number seven, be generous. Most of O2's customers lost only a day of data, but they were offered 2 days' worth of credit as a gesture of goodwill. That's likely to cost the company millions of pounds more than if they only made up for the actual loss. Now, it may yet recover the cost from Ericsson, so you could argue it's being generous with somebody else's money. But nonetheless, this goodwill will almost certainly be worth every penny. And while we're on the subject, offer compensation, and of course it doesn't have to be financial, before it's demanded. Lesson number eight, get the tone right. It's not just what you say, but how you say it. Saying sorry through gritted teeth grates. So does telling people you're being open and honest with them, but with your arms folded firmly across your chest. Your verbal, paraverbal, and non-verbal communication are pulling in very different directions. Have some humility. Don't be overly apologetic, because it can sound insincere, but don't be flippant either. O2 made sure its communication, both digital and analogue, struck the right tone, walking that fine line between light, on social especially, and heavy. The outage was inconvenient for most, serious for some, but ultimately nobody died as far as we know, and the tone conveyed that. Lesson number nine, don't overpromise. It'd be crazy for O2 to tell us it won't happen again. But the company made it clear it had learned from the situation, conveying the more realistic and credible message that it's less likely to happen again. Lesson 10. Don't underdo the thanks. Thank your customers for their patience and understanding. Thank your staff for working hard to resolve the problem. Even thank your suppliers, even if they were to blame. And finally, lesson 11, turn a negative into a PR positive. The episode will almost certainly end up costing O2 and Ericsson millions of pounds. Giffgaff, one of the smaller providers affected, has made it easy for its customers to donate their compensation directly to charity. It won't change the Giffgaff bill. Its financial capital will certainly decrease, but its social capital will increase. Smart move, cost neutral, but PR positive.